Right now we have Pilar Marta Dupont in the studio talking about their new exhibition at Pica. She is a Latinx artist and filmmaker who has roots in Boulou, has lived in the Netherlands, and has a family history in Argentina. And she is going to be talking to us about her practice and what we can expect from this exhibition. Pilar, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell me a bit about your practice as an artist, because it spans quite a few mediums, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been practicing for 20 years. So I began my practice here in Boulou, and worked with Taryn Gill for 10 years. We did a lot of work in performance, photography, a lot of work looking at nationalism, specifically in Australia to do with the Gulf War. And then since then, I've been working on my own and started traveling, and now my work is, for the last 10 years, my work has been kind of focused on this particular series of work that I'm presenting at Pica, which is looking at stories from women in my family in Argentina. My parents are migrants, or I'm a migrant as well. And sort of looking at women in my family that live in Argentina, some which one who was exiled to France during the last military dictatorship, and my family that live here as well. So I've been collecting their stories.
It's really interesting how you combine all of these stories and look at the way that these stories are connected and then transmuted across countries, across continents, and across generations. What sort of stories are there that have kind of come across to you and informed what you're making?
So many stories, some really lovely stories from my family, some harder stories. Maybe one of the stories that stuck with me the most, and that's why my show is called Las Hormigas, which means the ants, is a relative of my father's who is now living in France. When she was young, her father was a military officer, and she told me this memory about how she was at a family picnic, and he, to give her something to do, said that she needed to cut all these ants in half with a sewing needle to give her something to do and to stop them from stealing the family's lunch, and presented it in this way that it was this military strategy, and that the ants were after all their food, and they had to stop the ants. And later on, she became a guerrilla fighter as an older person. And during that last military dictatorship, she caught the attention of that military government and had to flee Argentina, went through Uruguay, had to go and hide in a small rural town in Patagonia. And then eventually she got to France, where she was safe. But when she got there, half of her body became paralyzed for 3 days. And she went to the doctor, she went to the hospital, and they said it was psychosomatic, there was nothing physically wrong with her. And when she told me that, immediately I thought, well, you became the ant. Like, you became the ant that you cut in half. And so that is a...
You made that connection?
Yeah.
Yes.
And she said, you just saved me 10 years of therapy. but she said, like, yeah, this, I don't know, I have a... speaking with her, because she's also very much into magic realism. That's something I'm into. And these kind of magic metaphors that you know, of how trauma is held in the body and... physically it's held, but what my work is concerned with is finding those metaphorical, more poetic connections.
It's interesting that we are going to be talking about science and the arts a little bit later in the show when we look at Saving Symbiotica from Closing.
Oh my God.
It is interesting the way that those metaphors can actually reflect what is happening on a cellular level. And it's the art part of it that somehow connects us with that science. So we should save Symbiotica, is what I'm saying.
I agree. I very much agree.
As well as going to see Pilar's show. Pilar, what can people expect to see when they walk into the exhibition at Pica?
Okay, so I'm in the main space at Pika, so giant big room. I've been working with local designer Rhiannon Peterson, who's made this amazing set design. You can see the exhibition's designed to be seen from above as well as inside, so on the mezzanine as well as on the ground floor. There's a beautiful floor sticker that's based on ant nest design, but very abstracted and sort of fleshy in tones, to sort of look at the body. And then there's ideas of the body that I'm finding in the work. And then there's a two-channel video in there. So the space functions as a cinema, but also a theatre. So during the week, it's like a cinema. And then on the weekends, we have the performances every Saturday, Las Hormigas, and you can come and see that. And then in the other room, I have La Maruja, which is another recent series of work that I made about my great-great-grandmother in Argentina. So that's a suite of six photographs and a video there as well.
There seems to be a lot of duality in the way that you present your work, theatre, cinema.
Yeah.
Something that you can see from the floor and from above. Is that something that you've consciously done as a reflection of your own heritage as an immigrant in Australia?
I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, there's definitely a bit of a split. I mean, I also live in the Netherlands now, so I feel like
So we need to add another everywhere. Aspect. We need to have the theatre and the cinema and then perhaps like a puppet show somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. We can definitely do that. No, there's, I don't know if I didn't make that link, but that's amazing that you did. So there we go. Yeah.
We are talking to Pilar Mata Dupont, who has a new show showing at Pika, Las Hormigas / The Ants. It's an attempt to distill and reconcile different interpretations of Pilar's family's histories and memories. Every Saturday, people can go down to Pika and witness a performance. You've used this kind of technique of the unreliable narrator as a central part of this performance. How did you work this performance into your art making?
So this performance is definitely a departure from my normal practice, which is normally very planned and I'm very, you know, in control of everything. This was a big step for me to work with performers, and I call them co-creators because they're really bringing a lot of their own work. Marie Cole, Cesare Cridistars, and Daisy Sanders, and also Cara Duca, who's my dramaturg, who's a local Latinx legend.
Just giving Cara a little round of applause there.
With them, what I've done is I've given them all 20 scenes to, the three actors, 20 scenes to learn, and they work out the dramaturgy live on stage, and they can change things every week, and I will be adding and removing scenes every week just to keep them on their toes. So the outcome is completely, I have no idea what they're going to do.
Because why not? I mean, live performance isn't nerve-wracking enough, right?
I mean, it's sort of also to reflect how traumatic memory appears, so that it fragments, it changes, there's no stable identity. Things move, and so though the performance is also very fun, there's a lot of fun moments. I deal with a lot of stuff in an absurdist kind of strange way, and then there's moments that are quite heavy, and I'm trying to find a balance there. And they find that balance live on stage, so it's quite thrilling to watch and terrifying for me because I don't know what they're gonna do.
So how can people get along and show and see these performances? Do they just rock up, or do we need tickets to go and witness these amazing performers reenacting memories?
It's a free performance.
Amazing.
A free performance every week. So they're performing from 2 to 3, but they're also rehearsing in the space beforehand. So they're in the space from 11 until 2, and they will be activating the space in various ways. So they'll be rehearsing new material I'm giving them, plus there's a few surprises of things they're going to be doing in the space. So if you want to come and see some live open rehearsal followed by a show that you have no idea what's going to happen and it's sort of all over the place in the best way, please come and see the show.
I mean, I feel like Saturdays are the place to, or the day to be at Pika.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds genuinely exciting. I cannot wait to get down there and check it out. Pilar, thank you so much for making the time to come and talk to us on Artbeat about this new exhibition, your new foray into performance art. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens next for you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much.
You are listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman. We've just been talking to Pilar Marta Dupont about their new exhibition, Las Hormigas, the Ants, happening at Pika from the 29th, open now, until the 17th of December.